But yeah, and then they added like a bunch more of Lost People too.
Nice.
So it's like, oh, too bad I still have that bad taste in my mouth from your shitty finale, but.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting in air conditioning. Today's heat index was 107.
That's about what it was here, too.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, the next 7-day forecast does not get below 97 degrees.
Hooray for summer!
Crazy, man. People who don't believe in fucking global warming need to be hit in the head.
Yeah, right.
Because the heat is not what's like people are going, oh, global warming, it's hotter. Well, no. The weather patterns are changing.
Right.
Because of the big hole in the ozone.
Yeah, but that's over Australia.
Still, it travels. It takes 24 hours, but it gets here. So it's been kind of a rough week here in Charleston.
It has.
It has. Holy shit. I'm sure everybody knows the story, but a white kid walked into a black church and started shooting people.
No, he was there for an hour before he started shooting people.
Yeah. Still, he started shooting people, left 9 people dead.
Yep.
Little kid had to play dead in order to get past him. Like, just fucking disgusting.
Welcome to America.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, we've been talking about it a lot at work because one of the guys that I work with knew the pastor that got killed.
Okay.
And one of the things that I don't quite understand is this dude, this idiot who opened fire, had to stop to reload. And my question is, why didn't somebody tackle him to the ground while he was reloading?
Well, who did he shoot first? What was left?
Well, apparently, according to reports, there one of the pastor's sons, who was, I think, in his 20s or his 30s, tried to reason with him to put the gun down.
Really?
And he finished reloading and then shot him square in the head. And okay. I know that people are scared, and I know that you can never know what you're going to do unless you're in that situation. But to me, if I just saw my father get killed,
mm-hmm.
and I had a chance to stop this guy, whether it meant me getting shot or not, I would have taken that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a sad time here in Charleston. It's, you know, it's turned into a media circus.
It has.
They reopened the church yesterday for services.
Yep.
And it was packed and people were outside and they did a hands across the Ravenel Bridge to show the unity of Charleston, and
yep.
Stephen Colbert was there and everybody showed up but Bill Murray, apparently.
Yes, I saw Stephen Colbert was there.
Yes.
Holding hands across America or
yes.
North South Carolina.
Across the bridge. So yeah, it's been quite a mess here. Now they're talking about getting rid of the Confederate flag, which I don't really, that's another thing I don't understand as a Northerner, why that shit's still around.
Well, I found it interesting that the state of South Carolina flag and the United States flag were flying at half mast, but the Confederate flag was flying at full mast.
Yes.
Because there's some fucked up ancient law on the books saying that it can only be lowered by an act of the legislature.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, well, really, you idiots?
Welcome to South Carolina, where it's perpetually 1957.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad that the community has pulled together instead of feeding right into this idiot's hands.
Well, and it's interesting that so there was this horrible event that happened in South Carolina, uh-huh. and yet there's no rioting in the streets. There's no businesses being burned to the ground.
Well, I think this is a little different than what's happened in other places. This was an act of one guy that they caught.
Yeah.
And the community in South Carolina is, I guess, is smarter than your average bear and has, you know, they didn't flip out when the white cop shot the black guy in the back. You know, nobody rioted, nobody looted. It was, you know, they waited to hear what happened with the cop and they charged the cop with murder. And the community said, we're good with that. So this time, white kid walks into a black church, kills 9 people. Everybody said, let's wait to see what happens. They catch him the very next day. Community goes, we're better than this. We're going to heal instead. So I'm very happy with the people in South Carolina, that, especially in Charleston, because it's not like if you go 25 minutes outside of Charleston in any direction, except east, because that's the ocean,
right?
You get a ton of hicks. So Charleston is a little different, and I'm sure the feelings in those places are different than what's going on in Charleston. But
right,
we are pulling together as a community and helping the people that are left behind and helping the church recover. And, you know, nobody deserves to be shot in the face when they're in their place of worship.
Of course.
I mean, as an atheist, like, I don't get the whole praying thing, but, you know, that's a shitty way to go. So it's been a little rough, though.
Did they say what the reaction was to him being in that church for so long? Or was he hiding?
No, he was part of the prayer circle.
He was part of the prayer circle. Okay.
He was part of the prayer circle. They welcomed him in because, you know, like any church.
Sure.
Somebody's there. They apparently are there because they need God in their lives. And, you know, they're just because it's known as a black church doesn't mean that like white people can't come in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And apparently they were going to say their final prayer and the dude stood up and took out a gun and said, now I got to kill y'all.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he made that fabulous quote about how black people are raping white women and taking over the country and just like ignorant fucking backwoods shit.
Well, he's probably from the same culture that brought us the Duggars.
Well, he's from Columbia. No, not okay. Columbia.
Nope.
Yeah, Columbia. He's right outside Columbia, and Columbia can be a rough area.
Yeah.
And, you know, something must have happened to him to form this opinion, whether it be parental or the culture up there. Maybe he was picked on by a black kid in high school. Who knows? But he's probably going to die for this, and rightly so. And
yeah.
He apparently was going to go kill himself after he shot all these people and then decided not to. So he's a fucking coward anyway. But
wow. Words just fail me at this point. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that there are politicians out there who are trying to defend the right to keep this flag flying because yes. It should be up to the states. Like, no, it shouldn't. Shouldn't.
I mean,
burn
just the
goddamn thing. Or, you know, as John Oliver was saying, it's like maybe this is something that we just put on bumper stickers and t-shirts and it helps you just identify the really worst people in the world.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime that I see that, you know, they're a redneck, probably backwards thinking people.
Unless you're the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. So the guy that knows the pastor is a black guy who I work with. And we were talking today and he said, it's amazing that you just kind of forget what that flag stands for. And he said, when I was a kid, I watched Dukes of Hazzard all the time. Didn't think anything of it.
Well, because you're never taught what it really means.
No.
I mean, the whole The reason the South wanted to secede was so they could keep on using slaves,
Right.
and that owning another person was their God-given right. And that's in the Confederate Constitution.
Right.
I never heard that. I
No.
barely knew about desegregation when I was in school.
Well,
So
do you think that's because we grew up in the North where this is truly in the past and here it's like right in your face?
well, it's American history. I mean, shouldn't we know these things?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is like in the
Because, well,
North it's less prevalent.
but do you think they're teaching that here in the South?
What the Confederate flag means?
Yes.
I'm sure it's got to be somewhere.
Really?
I would
I don't know. I think they talk about their Robert E. Lee and all their, the Confederate generals and all their romantic history, but in terms of the reality of it, I don't think there's one school child in the South who's ever heard what that flag stands for.
Well, I don't know if you saw the John Stewart piece.
I did not.
He makes a really good point of you have to look around in Charleston and realize that the streets are named after generals that wanted to keep slavery happening. And these black people are forced to drive down streets that are named for these people. And this church is on Calhoun Street, and Calhoun was a big time proponent of slavery. And just the fact that there are reminders everywhere for what like horribly happened here. I mean, there's a market that is now like a tourist destination, which is where they sold slaves.
Right, and that's where you can go buy like these baskets and things.
You can buy baskets, you can buy candied insects and all this other crap that's down there. Yeah, you want me to pick you up some crickets?
No, thank you.
No? Okay.
No.
But Charleston is rich in history and not all of it's good. And the last thing that should be flying above Charleston is the fucking Confederate
Confederate
flag.
flag. Yep.
They had a bunch of statues defaced yesterday that had the Confederate flag on them. And now Mayor Riley's having to step in and be like, look, this doesn't, just because it's here, yes, we know it's not right, but you can't be defacing public property now.
Okay.
But now the outrage is there. And it's a little strange to me that we're dealing with the Confederate flag and not gun control.
Well, because it's my God-given right to have a gun.
Yeah, written in a
Nobody
time.
in politics who has any ability to influence is going to take away people's rights to guns.
No.
Because God forbid some redneck asshole isn't allowed to carry a rifle on the back of their street Jeep and go shoot at tin cans in the woods when they're drunk.
Yeah,
Because
well.
that's my God-given right. America. Damn it.
I just think that's the bigger issue.
It's a huge issue. It's a huge issue. But unfortunately, it's never going to get solved.
No.
I don't know how it could ever get solved. Unless somebody were to take the children of everybody in the state house and hold them hostage at gunpoint. And then maybe then legislature would do something because then it would directly affect them. But right now they're worried about votes, they're worried about donations, they're worried about who's going to run for president, and they really don't give a shit about the people.
And you see the idiots come out of the woodwork now
Oh, of course.
in politics that are all like, oh, it's such a tragedy what happened in Charleston. It's like, you don't fucking care. You're
Right.
gonna run for fucking office and you want people to vote for you because, oh, you cared about the community. And they fucking don't. And like fucking Mitt Romney was all in up in like Charleston's business with this shit. And it's like, dude, fucking stop. Nobody voted for you the first time.
Nobody's going to vote for you now.
No. I hope he doesn't run again.
He's not running this year.
He's not.
No. But you know, we got Pumpkinhead who's running for president now. And he must be really embarrassed about his family name if he's not even using it on the damn website. Jeb. Just like fame. Or Liza. Yeah. Cher.
Well, look, if his brother can do it, then so can he, right?
Well, and he, apparently.
Did you see that video of Bush at the commencement address where he says, you know, you can do whatever you want, and to the C students, I tell you, you can be president?
No.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
But somebody voted for him.
Lots of people
voted
for him.
That's the problem. How do we fix the problem with stupid?
You can't.
Well, then we're screwed.
We are, because
it is amazing that we're not in the same situation as Greece is right now. With our ridiculous spending, our huge budget deficits, borrowing money from the Chinese, and yet it's more important how Caitlyn Jenner spent Father's Day.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that our priorities aren't fucked up.
It's ridiculous.
But at the end of the day, we're also the only country where this shit happens. The only civilized country.
And why is that?
I don't know. I can't tell you. It's got to be the gun thing. Like, you know, in a lot of other countries, I guess they're not allowed to own guns or whatever, but like,
In England, the police don't carry guns.
No, just the special unit stuff.
Yes. And you don't hear about all of these terrorist attacks in Great Britain.
No.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, England's looking better and better. If I didn't have to pay for fucking like my TV.
Right.
Or pay charges to fucking drive around London, you know.
Costa Rica, baby. Costa Rica.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know, you know? What world are you leaving your daughter?
I know, that scares the shit out of me. That scares the absolute crap out of me. That, you know, it's hard enough being a parent without fucking having to worry about this kind of shit.
Right.
Or Newtown, where the dude walked in and blew away a bunch of kindergartners. Like, it's hard enough to leave your kid with strangers, let alone shit like that happening.
Right.
And, you know, people, especially in the South, think the church is the safest place to be.
Oh.
And we're rudely reminded that it's not.
Right.
You know, I can't picture, like, them putting in metal detectors or anything like that. But, you know, cops were in force at most of the major churches here yesterday.
Sure.
In case somebody was going to do a copycat.
Right.
But they can't do that forever either, because they're not going to pay the cops to do that. I'm not going to pay the cops to do that with my money. I don't know. I think with how Charleston has responded to this, that it's a good lesson for the rest of the country to learn. You don't have to get crazy.
But are we really going to learn anything? We're not.
No. Well, we're not going to learn anything gun-wise, because like you said, it's everybody's constitutional right to bear arms, even though that was written about the militia in a time when you needed to defend your farm from the fucking redcoats.
Exactly.
And which should have been fucking abolished a long time ago. No, that's not what this is. That's not what this is for. But now all the idiots are like, nope, it says it in the Constitution.
Yeah. There's also some pretty screwed up stuff in the Bible too, if you want to go read that. So...
Ah, well, preaching to the choir, pal.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just don't see a way to fix it.
You can't. You can't. It's just going to get worse.
Well, then what does that mean?
Well, science is saying that we're on the verge of another large extinction event. So the human race only has a couple hundred more years in it.
Yeah, but imagine how much damage we're going to do in that 100 years.
Doesn't matter. We won't be here.
Yeah, well.
It's scary. Whatever.
It's horrifying. Yeah. It really is.
What a fucked up world.
But it's America.
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 Yes.
Ooh, boy. So not to be outdone and get out of the news this week.
But
another thing happened in South Carolina the other day.
Yes.
That involves somebody that we've talked about recently.
Really?
Yes.
Why, who could that be? Is the Force with him?
So, we've talked about young Anakin Jake Lloyd before.
Yeah, dumbass.
And how he gets... At the time, we were saying how he gets the short straw and how people have picked on him for being Anakin. And then he's a complete douchebag. He was arrested the other night.
Right.
In Walterboro, which is about 30 minutes from here.
Okay.
On I-95, doing over 100 miles an hour and leading cops on a police chase.
Maybe his midichlorians were out of whack. were there clone troopers on his tail?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of the story was that he gave a different name.
Well, apparently he's changed his name.
Yes, to Jake Broadbent?
Yes.
Oh, now my fucking internet's not going to open. You suck. Really? Fucking Safari? Go away.
See, the saddest part is he's only 26. How many more years of this does he have to endure?
How many years of the Star Wars thing, or how many years before he just like...
Of whatever his problem is.
Hey, look, when you get paid to come to a convention and nobody wants your autograph.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just time to hang it up. I mean, I know he's become a video editor in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I remember seeing an interview with him where he was saying that he's all about creating art now instead of acting. And it's like, dude, what fucking movies have you edited? Because I'm pretty sure he's editing TV commercials. Just looking up the thing. Yeah, apparently they had to go through, I guess they had to go through a talent agent.
Okay.
To figure it out who he really was.
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't tell by looking at him?
Well, that's what I, like, we were talking at work and they were like, did you hear about the Star Wars kid? And I said, yeah, isn't that sad? And they were like, it's not like anybody knows it's him. I said, pull up his mugshot. And they were like, holy shit.
Right.
Because he looks exactly like he did in the movie, just a little older with a mustache and a goatee.
Right.
Where's the thing they talked about? So the cop said he gave the name of Jake Broadbent. He has a birthday that matched the actors listed on a movie database and a hometown of Fort Collins, Colorado, where Lloyd was born. He was charged with reckless driving after reaching speeds of more than 100 miles an hour before crashing in the trees off Interstate 95. And as of yesterday, he was still in jail.
Yes, $10,000 bond. And what do you do? You had to put up 1%? Is that what it is? Or 10%?
I think it's 10%. So what's that?
That'd be $1,000, which he probably does not have. I mean, that's sad.
hey, he should have saved his money from fucking all those convention appearances.
All those appearances? Yeah, yeah, I don't think so.
No?
I still don't think he makes that much.
You don't think he'd make a grand for a weekend?
Well, maybe, but a grand a week? How can you live off of that?
Well, I'm sure that he was... Well, let's see. Let's see what his net worth is. Ah, the internet, where you can find anything.
$1.75.
So, his estimated net worth in 2013, unless he's blown through this in 2 years, is $3.9 million.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He was... I guess between Star Wars, he was in Jingle All the Way.
Yep.
Something Called Madison. He's appeared on ER. Apparently he's netted some pretty hefty money.
Wow. And he can't afford to get himself out of jail.
I bet you he probably made $5 million for Star Wars.
You think so?
Let's see. Salary. Phantom Menace. See, you can find anything on the fucking internet. Well, maybe you can't. No, it doesn't say. But, I mean, unless he's blown through $3 million in 2 years,
yeah,
he should be able to fucking pony up the grand.
So why is he still in jail? You should go visit him while he's there. See if you can interview him. I think that'd be great.
I'm with the local media. Look, I don't want to talk about your Star Wars stuff. Let's just talk about you, Jake.
Why are you so fucked up? You hit. You know what? We need an intervention. What's Will Wheaton doing? Will, can you fly to South Carolina and talk some sense into the boy?
But see, like, at least Will, when Will got pissed off at Hollywood, he left acting and didn't, like, I think he moved to, like, Arizona or something.
Okay.
And worked for a, he worked for a computer company of some sort.
Yeah.
And then decided that he was going to move back and give it a try again. And that's when he started his new acting career.
Hmm.
But, you know, he didn't stay and start fucking editing video like right. This kid.
I wonder what the whole sad story is about him. Like, why is he so screwed up? Like, did he have bad parent managers? Was he like Arnold from Different Strokes? His parents stole all his money?
Well, what happens is he did Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Everybody saw it and everybody hated him. And he has said in interviews that the kids just picked on him like relentlessly in school. And turned him off to fucking acting and made him a little douche. And now he's pissed off at the world because everybody just wants to say that he's Anakin. He's like, no, I'm more than that.
So there
was a thing that a video that popped up on Reddit 5 months ago where people are, somebody interviews him at a convention somewhere. And he's just this smug, annoying little pussy.
He was very nice to me.
Was he?
He was very nice to me. We talked for a while. He was just very nice. So I'm sorry that this has happened. If I had the $1,000 to lend him, I would. But, you know. It's very sad.
Look, I've heard that he's a nice guy, but I've also heard that from people, not just you, that like they've gone to conventions and nobody gets in his line and he just sits there all pissed off and is kind of a dick about it. I mean,
well, you know, think about it, okay? If you are booked for this convention, you think there's going to be some reason you're there. You're not sitting at a table next to Fat Mama from that Stan Lee superhero series. I mean, he was in a pretty big movie, whether or not you liked it. And yet, you know, if nobody's coming to chat with you, I'd be pissed too. That's all I got to say.
I mean, maybe now he'll come to MegaCon next year. Well, maybe he wouldn't drive there, but maybe they'd fly him there. And maybe, you know, if there's nobody at his table, we can go up and talk to him.
We can go chat with him. Say, hey.
You can say, hey, Jake, do you remember me? I mean, you're kind of unforgettable, so I'm sure he'd say yes.
I bet he would, too. Just go, come on, WTF, come on. It's sad. It's sad. I feel bad for the guy, you know.
But I mean, why was he racing at 100 miles an hour?
He really had to go. Really, really had to go.
Well, then he should do what everybody else does on I-95 and just pull over and take a piss in the woods.
Well, maybe he was afraid the wolves would ask for an autograph. You know? You don't know.
Well, you never know.
So sad.
So, after portraying Anakin in a chain of related video games, Lloyd retired from acting in 2001, citing bullying on the part of classmates and the stress of doing up to 60 interviews a day as his reason for doing so. Yes. He left Hollywood for Chicago and dropped out after a semester at Columbia College, Chicago. Lloyd claimed in 2012 interview that director George Lucas ruined his childhood and his acting career, and that Lloyd destroyed all of his Star Wars memorabilia out of anger towards the film.
Yeah, but you still cashed the check, didn't you?
Exactly. At the time, it was the coolest thing ever. I've seen the footage of him signing his contract.
Well, yeah, he was what, 8, 9?
He was, yeah, around 9, I guess.
It's a kid.
I know.
How's the kid know?
But, I mean, you can't be like, this dude ruined my life. Like,
why?
He gave you a
Carrie
fucking
Fisher
job.
Carrie blames George Lucas for it, too.
I think that's silly. You can't blame somebody who pays you a lot of money to fucking be in a movie.
Why not?
Oh, I can't take it. I'm talking to 60 different people a day. Here, let me sit at this table and you can pay me to talk to me. And I don't think in 2001 he was still doing 60 interviews a day. Once the movie came out in 1999.
He might not, have been because... You
he's
know,
not doing that many interviews for 2 years.
You don't think so?
No.
Not even for crappy shows like us? Who finally were able to get through?
I doubt it.
I've been waiting for 2 years for this opportunity to interview you. I'm so excited. What was it like going that fast in the pod racer? That must have been awesome.
So, Sebulba, did you ever hit that?
Ew. It's gross.
No?
No. Sebulba? Ew. Shmi?
So, did Ahmed Best ever take you around the corner and diddle your wiener?
Are you asking me personally? I'd have to say no.
No, I meant him.
Oh.
Why, have you met Ahmed Best too?
Yeah, last year.
Oh. Jesus.
What?
Name dropper.
I'm just awesome. That's all there is to it. all there is to it, bastard. I'm just awesome.
Rubbing elbows with sci-fi royalty. That's Jake it. Lloyd and the guy that played Jar Jar.
Jealous.
You didn't meet anybody this year.
No, I did not. I was really tempted, but I decided to.
You had Star Wars overload last year, I know.
I did. My God. Holy moly.
Rubbing shoulders with royalty like Mark Hamill.
And Jeremy Bullock. Oh, my God. Legends. Legends. Yes. Legends.
At least Mark Hamill went on to have a career.
Well, sure. All those people have careers on the circuit.
Going to the conventions.
Well, hey.
What?
They're doing better than us.
We just haven't made our mark yet. Relax.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's coming.
All right. So you mean 30 years after we started this podcast, we'll finally be famous?
That's what it takes.
All right.
We can't be, because you have already said that you're not going to be doing this when you're 60, so.
That's right, so we only got 10 years left.
That's right.
Better make it good.
Well, I mean, by that time, we'll have been doing it for 15 years.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
We're coming up on, we're only, what's it, 20-something episodes away from 5 years?
That's it? Only five? God, it seems longer. Way longer. Millennia.
Hey, most podcasts never hit 200, so we've hit a milestone.
Well, great. Woo-hoo.
Oh, stop it. What would you do without our weekly chats?
Sleep more.
Oh, whatever. That's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever, man.
Whatever, dude. Dude. Shut up. It's just for you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to pass out during the interview.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so what else is out there?
What the hell was the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about? Charleston was the big one. Oh, Walmart just said that they're not going to carry Confederate flags anymore. Woohoo!
Wow. Are they also going to scrape them off of all their employees' cars?
The heat wave has claimed 140 lives. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is one of them Taylor Swift?
Drink your water, kids.
Hydrate.
NBC just canceled Hannibal.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. After 3 years. Bye-bye.
I figured that was going to be around for a while. I thought that was pretty popular.
Nah.
No?
Nope.
Oh, well, shit. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Oh, Jake Lloyd finally made CNN.com.
Yeah.
He wasn't on here for the longest time. Because I looked this morning and he wasn't on here at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch Orange is the New Black, so I can't talk about that.
Oh, you can talk about it.
Hmm. It's all right.
No?
No. It's not fun if you don't know the references.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Big Red works in the kitchen.
Yeah, whatever. You don't know.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Fuck, what was that other thing?
I don't know.
Fuck. It's been a long week.
Poor thing.
Fuck me. What?
We should have that as a download as a ringtone.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Man. Where did what the fuck did I do with that list? Did I put it in my phone? Sometimes I bookmark stuff for the podcast. Did I do it? Oh, man. Way to come to a screeching halt. Holy shit. Everybody got whiplash out there?
My Japanese airbag failed.
Fuck me. I don't know. I'm at a loss. What do you got? Anything?
What do you think about things like GoFundMe?
How do I? What do you mean? What do I think about them? I think they're a good thing?
These people who are like, "Oh, I had a heart attack and now I can't pay my bills, so give me money," or
for things like that, I think it's a waste. Those crowdfunding sites were set up for artists and people that want to create things that don't have a budget to do so.
Here's one that says, "I'm asking for help in raising this money to assist me in making this journey that I may otherwise never have an opportunity to make. This money will go towards supplies and equipment I will be using during my trek. It will also give me a little extra to come home to, since I will not have been working for approximately 3 to 4 months. I will be journaling my experience the entire time and hope to create a compilation upon my return." This is a girl who wants to go hiking the Lewis and Clark Trail. She wants $5,000. She's only got it a little over $1,100 right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why don't you stand on the freeway with a freaking cardboard sign? I don't
quite understand. Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's like, okay, I can see, hey, I want to make this feature film, or, but I can't say, hey, I want to move to work at Disney, and let you're supposed to, you know, send the money.
Right.
I don't know. I can't grasp it.
I mean, all the stuff that seems to be local to here seems to be a lot of people who need help after fires.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, that I can kind of understand, because if you have to leave and everything is gone, you know, it's hard to rebuild. But I mean,
there are three people who I know, you know, one of them, who have recently posted things on like this GoFundMe stuff, where it's, you know, I was in an accident and I need money for food and I'm not working, so I need $500.
Was this the guy that
had
the kid? No.
Guy who had the kid. No. And then went on the cruise.
Yes.
No, that's something totally different.
Okay.
That's the daughter of somebody we know.
Oh, okay.
There was another guy who had a heart attack on the night he was going to see Newsies.
Okay.
For the 11th time. 12th time. 12th time. There's a guy who is... who's got some kind of new debilitating disease and wants a bike van.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, is this... I don't know that I could ever do something like this.
Well, is GoFundMe the one where you get to keep whatever you raise, even if you don't hit your goal?
I don't know. Here's one guy who wants to... who wants $5,000 towards the bar tab at his high school reunion.
Well, you know, this is the same, one of the same places that Yuvé Boll went to and was like, you know, fund my fucking movie. I won $55,000, even though I could afford it myself.
Right.
I mean, I think I know there's one of them, and I don't know if it's GoFundMe, but one of them is you don't have to pay, or like, you keep whatever money you raise. You don't have to hit your goal.
Right, and you don't have to give anybody anything in exchange for it.
Right. So this is just people raising money from strangers for absolutely nothing.
Here's one titled Retired and Broke. And he's got almost $9,000 in the past month.
Jesus Christ.
Retired a couple of years ago. Health really went downhill. Sold my horses. Not able to care for them anymore. Social Security barely covers cost of living. Would like to travel a little while I still can. And he's got over $8,000, almost $9,000.
Jesus. Yeah, well, I don't understand some of this shit. I mean, here's something that I don't understand. So here's a local woman who has three kids in three different schools, involved in three different sports each season. As you can imagine, my car does a lot of work. It currently needs new brakes, an AC compressor, water pump, new tires, and it has an oil leak. All said, it would cost me $2,800 to fix. So do you think she's asking for the $2,800? She's asking for $5,000. Why the fuck? And she's only gotten $462.
Oh, well, we better chip in.
And this has been going since January, so. I'm just going to make one and see what happens.
Are you?
Well, I guess I'd have to come up with a good.
No, apparently you don't.
Let's look at the creative ones. Let's see. Help my band perform in North Carolina.
I saw that one.
$1,700. 40 Below Summer Album Fund 2015, Montclair, New Jersey. $14,000. We Want to Dance Forever. $3,400. So all I have to do is get on here and say, hey, I want to make a movie. I have an idea. I need this much money to bring it to life, right? Here's a dude that wants to do arts training in Italy. He was fully funded.
So people will send in money for this kind of stuff. But they won't pay their taxes, and they don't want to pay for health insurance, but they're going to send money to... Why doesn't the government just set up a GoFundMe page so that everything that we have given to... we have gotten from China, we can give back?
Here's one called Send DeMarcus to Berkeley Music.
I saw that one too.
Like, all I need was like $3,000. I could make a move. I could make a short.
Oh, here's one titled Mom's Dream If She Beats Leukemia. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, God.
How about Jeremy and Carly's dream honeymoon? They're getting hitched. Oh, 2 days ago. They've been living together in sin. They have a house together.
In sin.
They want $3,000 and they got 1,800 begging for wedding gifts. And that's all it is. It's like, we want to go to Hawaii. Thank you for supporting us.
So here's the four steps to GoFundMe. One, create your fundraising campaign. There's no easier way to share your story and attract support. Step two, share with your family and friends. Our built-in connections to Facebook, Twitter, and email make sharing a breeze. Step three, easily accept donations. Receive your money by requesting a check or bank transfer. Step four, enjoy the results.
Wow. Wow. No wonder we're so screwed up. Because now we're begging on the internet.
Yeah, but see, I wonder...
I can understand you've had some terrible family emergency and you just have nothing else, nowhere else to turn.
Well, and this seems, I don't know, this seems a little more shady than, say, Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just straight up give me money. Like, at least on Kickstarter, you have to produce a result. You have to give back to the people that invested in you.
Yes.
This is nothing but just send me money. It's cool. What's all or nothing? Set a fundraising goal, explain your campaign, and offer reward levels. Okay, so they do that. But that's a completely different thing than a personal campaign. Jesus. I should sign up for something.
you should just sign up for Send Chris to MegaCon.
So GoFundMe's fee is 5% from each donation you receive. WePay's fee is 2.9% plus 30 cents per donation. So you're automatically losing 8%,
right,
plus 30 cents per donation. That could stack up.
That could stack up.
Jesus. Well, I mean, like, it's just like the guy who wanted to make egg salad and he wound up with like 50 grand.
Right.
Oh, man.
What an amazing world we live in. An amazing world. I just can't fathom it anymore. I mean, I'm not a doomsday prepper, but damn it, if I had the ability to go build a place on a mountain and have the Dharma Initiative drop off food every so often and not have to deal with any of these people anymore, I think I would.
Well, I mean, it's funny to see too what is actually making money and what's not. Because, I mean, you have things like little kids' medical bills for cancer is completely paid. But then they have something at the top here that's something called Project Mercy.
Uh-huh.
And that's only made like $5,000. Although it's only been up for 3 days, so.
$5,000 in 3 days?
Yeah, but the total is $1,000,000.
Oh.
And they build homes, I guess, in impoverished areas.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And they've had such stellar donations as $8, $5, $6. Man. This is just free money. And how come we're not taking advantage of it? I guess is my question.
Yes.
Oh, what is this one? Hang on. United for Taylor. On June 17th, around 11 p.m., the lives of many were changed forever by a single vehicle accident. This has impacted the entire community and many are still in shock. Tyler, a son, a cousin, a grandson, a brother, a friend, a teammate and nephew of many included myself, was a teen in the vehicle and today is fighting for his life as we speak. Taylor 17. Taylor isn't your typical teenager. They've raised $14,000.
So over on Kickstarter, somebody showed me this water bottle called Hydrate Me. It's a smart water bottle that if you're not, you kind of put in your height and weight and all that kind of crap and how active you are. And it tells you how much water you have to drink during the day. And if you're not drinking enough water, it will glow. Okay, so this thing here had a goal of $35,000.
Okay.
Out of that $35,000, and they still have 20 days left to go, they have raised $368,141.
Is this the Hydra?
No, it's called HIDRATEME, Hydrate Me.
HID?
HID. Hydrate Me.
Oh, there we go. Holy shit.
That's unbelievable.
Well, it's very important to stay hydrated, John.
Here's somebody who is wants to make wooden polarized sunglasses. had put a goal of $6,500. Mm-hmm. And so far has gotten $170,000.
But I mean, look at, if you go to the Hydrate one.
Yeah.
Look at their campaign. Look at all the shit that they've put out here. All the professional pictures, all of the graphics and the videos and all the stuff.
We could do all that.
It's so professionally laid out that I'm not surprised, even if it didn't work, that they've raised fucking $368,000. I mean, I've had friends do Kickstarters for film and video projects.
I have too, and they failed.
Well, and I've had people be successful and they talk about like, you need a good trailer. Like you need to go out and you need to shoot something. And you need to make it look professional. And the whole key to Kickstarter is professionalness. You know, all you got to do. Well, how much is For the Love of Spock up to? So out of their $600,000 goal, uh-huh, with 8 days to go, they've made $427,000. I'm sure they'll hit that.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I mean, and this is all nicely laid out and a bunch of pictures and, you know, it's well thought out and well written and, you know, those are the people that fucking succeed.
I don't know. I'm kind of amazed. Kind of amazed.
kind of amazed.
I'm kind of amazed. Yeah, wow.
It takes all kinds.
Here's an awesome product called Glowball. It's a motion-activated nightlight for your toilet that gives you 7 LED colors to choose from. And they're 159% funded. Somebody thinks that's important.
Well, yeah, you don't want to poop in the dark. It's got to be like a disco.
No, I think that's for when you pee in the dark.
Oh.
If you're pooping in the dark, hopefully you're not seeing the lice.
Well, you know, it comes
out. You're like crouching over the top.
That's better for your stomach.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
When you're squatting?
Have you ever heard of the squatty potty? What are you watching now?
I clicked on a Kickstarter and it blared music.
Have you ever heard of the Squatty Potty?
Yes.
So it's a little stool that somebody made that you put your feet up on,
yep.
and it aligns your aligns your innards, so that there's less that you have to do to poop.
Mm.
It's good for you. You should do
it's
it.
It's good for you. Yeah.
Always put your feet up. At squattypotty.com, you can get t-shirts that say, I pooped today. We were going to buy them for all the guys in the office.
That's kind of awesome.
I'm getting you one for your next birthday.
It says, I pooped today?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At your age, that's important.
Hey, I pooped just fine. I got no problem with the movement.
Okay. At least once a day, right?
A couple times.
Okay.
You know, nice, healthy BM.
It's when you stop. That's the problem.
That's the problem. As long as it keeps flowing. You know, sometimes the color's weird, but other than that.
I'm going to get you the Eco Squatty Potty. It's only $25.
Okay. Is that a cardboard box?
No, it's actually plastic.
Oh, wow.
You can get an inflatable Squatty Potty. For $30 for those on the go.
Literally.
Quite literally.
So okay. So do you deflate it in between uses on the road?
Yes.
And where do you stop to wash it out? Because I ain't putting my lips on that.
No. It's just something you put your feet on.
Oh, something you put your feet on.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that what the dog's for?
Go to squattypotty.com.
Oh. Squatty Potty.
Yes.
If stock in Squatty Potty takes off now, I love the picture of her on the phone.
Yes, yeah, see? So it's just a little thing that you put your feet up on.
But you can get this little step stool thing at Walmart for $6.99.
This is a little higher than a step stool, which
no,
is
it's
the
not.
Whole thing.
Does not look like that. Okay. Does not look like it's bigger than a step stool.
It's a little higher than a step stool.
I don't know.
It raises your legs up higher than a regular step stool.
I would prefer the adjustable bamboo toilet stool. Thank you very much.
Nope. I'm getting you the
Eco.
I want the good stuff. Well, if you go under that, the on-the-go one is the one I'm going to get you. And you don't have to put your lips on it because it comes with a hand pump.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
Discreet carry bag included. So when you're going into the men's room at the Target, it's got a discreet and then you've got the little pump going, hey, what are you doing in there?
And then when you're bored, you take the tip of the air thing, you stick it up your ass, and you just put some
like
air
a
in
there.
Kind of, yeah.
That's dangerous. You should never do that.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
If you buy two Porta Squatties for $30, you actually get them for $25 each, and you save $10. We could both have squatty potties.
Ooh. Well, see, if you go to the shop, you can actually get like a portable bidet called the Refresh It.
Lovely.
And then on the bottom of that, you can see the T-shirt that I'm going to buy you.
Where is that? Is that under shop?
It's under shop. Go all the way down.
Yay, I pooped today. That's great.
Squattypotty.com. We are not affiliated with Squatty Potty, nor do we take any money for this commercial.
So,
what?
I'm just wondering about this woman's career now that she's the spokesmodel for Squatty Potty. Because the picture of her on the Squatty Potty, I'm not sure what's happening, but she's got her mouth wide open like she's screaming. So is it like a really rough one, or?
I wonder if she's the person who created the Squatty Potty.
Oh, are you serious? I miss this Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty creator.
No, it's not. No, because there was a guy and his mother who made it.
Oh.
And they were on
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Yeah. Well, that's depressing.
It helps you have better toilet posture because you know what? You can't have bad toilet posture.
Well, here's the fun fact, and I know this is something disgusting, but
fun facts about your bowels.
Yes, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, and Crohn's disease are not prevalent in societies that squat to poop.
So what are you saying? That every so often you pushed it back in?
No, what I'm saying is every so often, because of the way that you sit on a regular toilet, it fucks with your body. And it has created new diseases because of it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So if you squat, you're better off.
Hmm.
Take it from somebody who has diverticulitis.
But you still don't squat.
I don't have a squatty potty, but I have a step stool.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should send us a picture next time you do that. Put it on the website.
Okay, I'll think about it.
I think that'd be good.
Okay.
I would enjoy that.
I know you would. All right, this ended on a really weird note.
Yeah, awesome.
But anyway, all right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, go to our YouTube page, all that fun stuff, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I pooped today. Hooray for me.